Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotion. Today I want to look briefly at a passage found in Galatians, which Paul wrote about the coming of our Savior. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Sounds like Paul knew he wanted us to be in close relationship with our Lord. It is generally thought that by the fullness of time, Paul was indicating that Christ would come at a specific moment when the world was prepared to receive him. And no doubt that is part of that thought. It's a true thought. The Jews had been trained by what they had been taught as they were raised, the law, with a strong conviction of the deadliness of sin, the ways to live life. And as we look at the world back then, heathenism had tried its utmost to infiltrate everything and had reached the full height of its possible development. The world was corrupted. The world around them was decaying. Does that sound familiar? Rome had politically prepared the way for the spread of the gospel. Vague expectations of the coming change found utterance even on the lips of Roman people who were advisors to the political leaders, for whatever help that was. Many were feeling a lot of unrest as the worldly philosophies were saturating society. While no doubt all of this was true, and it became more and more obvious as one hears of the state of things into which Christ came, it is to be noted that Paul is not thinking of the fullness of time primarily in reference to the world, which was to receive him, but rather to the fullness of time in which the Father sends him. So there's no doubt that the world's preparedness is part of the reason for the divine determination of time when he would send Jesus. But it is that divine determination rather than the world's preparedness to which the first words of our text are referring to. I want us to consider just what was told to us today by Paul. First, the time, the set time. Our Lord knows when he must step in and do what is needed. Thus, when he knew the time was right, he sent his Son. That, to me, sends a message we all need to pay attention to right now. Nothing has changed with God, so when the right time is here, when the time is correct, whatever we are facing or trying to accomplish in this life, God sends his Son to rescue us. I think we all need to ponder on that for just a few moments and considering all that we're facing in the world to recognize when it's needed, God is right here. Our Lord is fully aware of what is going on in and around our lives. Secondly, God sent his Son, born of a woman. Our Lord may decide to use common and understood forms or ways to help us during the days in which we live. Many of us have been looking for the miraculous form of intervention, and that may come as well. Maybe, just maybe, he will use things which are already here and are available to make an impact in our world. And brothers and sisters in Christ, that could include you and me. What role might we play in helping our world get right with the Lord? Maybe by example in living for him and talking about him and sharing the love he gives us in our hearts. Thirdly, redemption for those under the law. Our Savior was born under the law, meaning with respect to the current laws, and was sent to save those who are subject to the laws. The example given to us is not found in lawlessness, acts which tear apart the world in which we live. It's found in lawfulness, found through the word and teaching of God, by our living out what God has asked us to live every day in every area of our lives. It is then that we will be set free from sin's control over us. To make that possible, God gave us his Son, who once he had been here and done his work, as he ascended to be with the Father, gave us the Holy Spirit to give us the strength to walk after God. I think this is what Christmas is all about. According to Paul's message, as far as I read it, he's telling us all of this. Maybe you and I need something we didn't really see. I challenge you to read this passage again and the other passages concerning the birth of Christ and let the Lord speak to you and then live them as best you can as he reveals them to you. The Christmas message has a great deal more for us to examine if we will. Prayer thoughts for today. Remember the Hensie family, as Gail has contacted many people and let us know that Marilyn, his wife, has gone to be with the Lord. And after Christmas or after the holidays, we'll hear more about a memorial service or what is available in honoring the Lord and her. Just remember Gail, though, and the family. Remember the people battling cancer. We've been lifting up Corey Kenny, Kathy Steele, Janelle, which is Gary Moore's daughter. Remember my sister Drew, as she needs some direction and doctors need to give her wisdom. Remember Dallas and Whitney, who have been moving and Dallas needs a job down there. Remember Carrie Williams, who's on hospice. Most of you, or many of you, know who Carrie and Dale were and are. Then remember Jane's sister Billy, as she heals from a broken hip fall. And then the Middle East and Israel, our missionaries, our nation, our church. And just remember your families. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then have a great day, and God bless.